Tunisia's upheaval is unlikely to improve the lot for Christians. Sri Lanka's floods strike missionaries and hamper relief efforts. And Wycliffe is willing to help you answer the call to missions. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Protests erupted in Tunisia's streets Monday with the formation of a coalition government. The president fled on Friday. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it's hard to say what will result. However,
I don't think we can anticipate a positive change, at least in the short term. This is a country with less than 0.5% of the population is Christian, so it's pretty unlikely that suddenly those believers are going to be celebrated by their government.
Oppression ramped up against Christians in 2010.
Voice of the Martyrs is involved, but I can't say much more than that because there are so few Christians in Tunisia. Anything we say publicly about what we're doing there can end up in them being targeted.
Pray for more open doors.
When there is upheaval, people are thinking about important things, what's worth living for and what's worth dying for. And that can be a time when revival strikes. It can be a time when the Spirit of God moves within a country.
Elsewhere, 1 million people have been affected by the floods that have battered Sri Lanka for weeks. The government estimates damage at $500 million. Along with the thousands of homes that were swept away, there are more than 200,000 acres of crops underwater. Gospel for Asia's Compassion Services teams are delivering emergency relief to the survivors. They're also there to listen to their stories and share the hope that comes from Christ. The full story, online. You're listening to Mission Network News. In 35 seconds, a shaken Haiti saw more change spiritually than any other time in the country's history. Unfortunately, those 35 seconds shook a church infrastructure that's still trying to recover. Pastor Jean-Claude Esther says his church, the Praise and Worship Center, lost everything, but it's still functioning.
Presently, they are gathering in my residence where we have a room where we can sit about 30 people. That's where we do prayer cell groups and intercessory prayers. At the same time, we go from the tent cities where they are for Bible studies in different spots where all the people are gathered.
They've seen a 30% increase in the number of believers at their church. Even voodoo worshipers are now confessing Christ.
If you go to Léogane, find most of the prayers still, which are the voodoo temple, they're all gone. Some of them are reluctant still to the gospel, but a lot of them has confessed the Lord as the personal Savior too. We have a lot of vivid testimony like that.
They need partners to help rebuild. Our website has contact information for them. Next, it's time to sign up for Wycliffe Bible Translators Summer Internships. Anyone ages 18 to 35 interested in Wycliffe and missions can explore in the U.S. or overseas for a summer. Karen Snyder says internships are available in several areas.
It's anything from administration, project management, finance, to aviation, to Bible translation, to literacy, scripture use, and ethnomusicology. All sorts of projects, anything that our field members are doing.
But why go?
The point of the internship, other than just doing an assignment, is to really evaluate, is this a good fit for me? Is this where God's calling me in the future? And so by the end of the summer, we would hope that you would know through our debrief time, is this something that you'd like to move forward with? Or is this a great experience and you say, wow, okay, now I know what Wycliffe does, but that's not where I'm called to go.
If you want to share the gospel through missions, check out these opportunities through links at our website. And maybe those trips sound good, but you're not looking for something so long-term for the summer. Up to 800 people can join one of the many two-week trips with the Jesus Film Project this summer. Groups will bring the gospel through the Jesus Film to unreached people groups in Niger, Guinea, England, France, the Middle East, and more. The trips are for people of all ages, but especially useful to launch your life on the mission field. Find details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories in Scripture, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Request your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. Or you can also look for the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.